you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Welcome, 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 everybody. It's a crab diving hump day coming at you from Los Angeles, California. Here it's Koreatown, USA, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. If that's where your inner ears are being tickled by the sound of our voices, you're listening to us live. If not, then you may be listening to us as a rerun, or possibly you've downloaded us from the fountain of wisdom and beauty that is crabdiving.com.
Yummy.
Or Stitcher or iTunes. Either way, thank you for giving us some of your brain time. My name is Patrick Vile.
Welcome on Estranze, Strange. Wah, wah, wah.
Ryan Pfeiffer.
Hey,
auditioning for Cabaret.
Joel Gray's part, who we've discovered is alive and gay.
Right.
Damn.
That was not that long ago, maybe about a month ago. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this great podcast and
cha-ching.
All the other stuff that's here on the network. But we did chat about Joel Gray was trending on Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
And immediately...
Yeah.
Well, he's dead.
I mean, that's what I would think.
Obviously, Joel Gray has passed.
And obviously, he's gay. I just assumed Joel Gray was gay, right? Is that the story?
Obviously, he's both. He has
Am
a daughter.
Am I just assuming
and,
he's gay because he's famous for being in musicals?
I just assumed because he had a daughter that he was an effete liberal heterosexual.
Yeah, who knows?
But I bumped into him a few times in Venice. I really think he either hung out in Venice or here in California, or he lived there. I'm not sure.
He came out on January 27th, 2015, the year of our Lord. The Huffington Post, effete liberal rag, reports Joel Gray comes out, I'm a gay man.
Here's what happened when Joel Gray came out.
Whoa. I think that sounds like a gay cricket.
I think it's great.
Loud cricket.
Yeah. I think it's awesome that Joel Gray came out.
Makes me sad that I never played that part. That's the one part I really wanted to play. I guess I could still find some production of Cabaret to audition for, but eh.
What's the name of the character? The ringmaster.
Welcome.
The goaltender.
The MC.
The MC.
The master of ceremonies.
That's it. I've never seen that live. I've only seen the movie.
Diddly diddly dee.
Wait.
Two ladies.
No, I haven't. Have you seen it performed live?
No, only the movie.
There you go.
I had it on 8-track growing up as a child.
Another. I had it on those celluloid rolls.
Did you really?
On our Victrola when I was in middle age.
Pat wants to listen to Cabaret again.
Yeah.
Get to cranking.
Turn the horn this direction. Since we've already knocked off our musical theater reference of the day, another one.
Yes.
Bessel Horror House in Texas is the favoritest show of one of our hosts here on the network, part of the crab diving family.
Yes.
Mr. Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick himself. Turns out, if it hadn't been for fucking Facebook, we wouldn't know this. It's his birthday.
I know. What are you supposed to do? Lift people's wallets and then...
Right.
You know,
I think it's one of those things where you log in and all these little birthday notices. Today is so-and-so's birthday. Today is this person's birthday.
You know what's great is you can go through upcoming birthdays and scroll through there. That's the best thing about Facebook.
Can you pre-write your personal response? Yeah. Happy birthday, 3! Smiley face.
I wish my mother would get on Facebook.
Oh, that's a lie.
Then I get. I'll never
that's a lie.
Yeah. I think she is on Facebook.
You have friends from high school that wave Bibles around and shoot shit and things and have guns and
right.
Like guns.
They love like guns. How dare you?
That's true.
You're being crazy. They love guns.
How dare you blaspheme?
I got my little boy this rifle with a laser-mounted silencer on it so he can kill deer more efficiently or his classmates if I do a bad job parenting and he gets real depressed.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean to be an asshole, but isn't that generally the fucking deal?
Well, that high school kid who did some shooting not too long ago, the Native American kid that...
American Indian. That's the term. Right. Native Americans wrong. Apologize.
I forgot. I just got a cattle prod from the PC police.
Apologize.
I wholeheartedly apologize for any offense.
I tried to explain to some... I tried to explain to this guy why he couldn't use the F word in his set when he's referring to gay people.
Fuck?
No, I'm not saying it. I told him he can't say it anymore. And I told him, you know what my reasoning was? Because you don't want to be a fucking asshole. That's why.
That's a tough one.
It's not.
That was a big word growing up.
Yeah.
More than,
I guess,
the N-word in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
Well, I grew up in Georgia. There was
sort of.
You know what? There were kids in my neighborhood. You go to the right trailer park in Georgia, you can get a lot of N-word.
I would imagine. And
a lot of F-word.
Actually, surprisingly, travel to my neighborhood in the south side of Chicago.
What a shock.
You might find a racist or two.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Communicate with us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. We have joined the 21st century. We are on all the social medias out there. Actually, if you go to crabdiving.com, over on your left, there's a bunch of little blue buttons. Touch those as you will. And go to one of the various social media outlets that we are on, spreading the crabs. And like us, love us, share us, all that stuff. We tweet all over the place. Lots of stuff going on our Facebook. Our Facebook page is a hoppin'. It's Easter coming up.
It's a hoppin'.
It's a rabbit joke.
Right.
Meanwhile, I think Palm Sunday was last Sunday, wasn't it? So that means this Sunday is Easter.
Palm Sunday.
You're going to celebrate Easter?
Oh, yes, in Alaska.
The 50th state.
By the way,
49/50.
Real quick, I think it's important that crab diving takes a stand against this April Fool's bullshit. And I don't want to do any April Fool's shit today. I just hate that. I hate that I went to a website today and I thought I saw a real story and it wasn't. And PBS, Nova.com, or whoever you are, fuck off. No one wants you to be funny.
Today is a rough day for people like us that go through the internets and try to find news stories that are funny because, goddamn, everybody is putting out absolutely every website.
It's so irritating.
Even like big-time, real, regular, alleged news periodicals will put out fake bullshit.
It's not
stories.
Funny. Right. I don't find
it's
it funny.
Not funny.
Fuck off, everyone.
It's not funny.
Yes. But anyway. I am going to Alaska. I'm looking forward to it. For Easter.
For Easter.
I'm going to get a self. I'm going to self. What is it?
Flagellate?
No. Self crucify.
Do they do a lot of that in Alaska?
Yeah. They love it. I don't know how I'm going to. How do I nail the final nail into if I'm.
That's kind of a.
That's a tough one.
I don't understand that whole. Yeah, right. Nail gun, maybe?
Yeah. Come here, Kate. I'm going to need you to help me on this last nail.
I don't understand that one at all. The people that get themselves nailed to the crosses.
You don't get that?
I mean, there's... if you listen to this show at all, there's nothing that I really get about a lot of any religions.
Well, I'll explain this getting crucified voluntarily. Oh, that's severe fucking mental illness. That explains that away.
There you go.
I mean, try to argue with me.
It's true. And stupidity.
They're fucked up.
We got to, speaking of stupidity, we've got, before we get, well, maybe it's in the headlines. Maybe let's listen to the beautiful tones of Sarah Palin taking this to the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
It's time for the headlines from the Crab Diving News Studios. High atop the Crab Diving Tower in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, California, Koreatown.
Oh, shit.
And occasional sirens.
Yes.
Occasional lead slinging.
Occasionally, I step in a used condom in the gutter.
Occasionally.
No.
Some used condom squissage going on.
The prostitutes, I think, in this area. I don't have a prostitution should be fucking legal, but because we need some. Someone needs to have a regulation so you can't throw a used condom in a gutter. That needs to be against the law.
Well, I think littering covers that.
Right. What about a poor dog runs up there and just, you know, swallows a... Dogs don't know any better. They'll put anything in their mouth.
I think it's like a milkshake.
Bad day at the vet.
Why does little Chico's breath smell like bleach?
Bleach. A condom lube with bleach. Yeah. Ouchie.
The headline over the commie. Pinko liberal.
Effete.
Huffington the Post. There's a photograph of Senator Menendez.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Who is finding himself indicted.
Hey.
Being indicted.
Go fuck yourself.
Public corruption charges.
Oh, shit. That's not against the law.
Democrat from New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
That's one thing they're bipartisan about in Jersey.
New Jersey.
Everybody breaks the law.
Yeah, everybody's
is Cory Booker the only honorable politician in that fucking state? How dare you?
Yet. He charges for allegedly accepting bribes from a Florida ophthalmologist.
Florida. Florida's always connected to this bullshit.
In exchange for using his position to push the doctor's interest. What's going on with an ophthalmologist that he needs a senator?
Guy gave me free lens crafters.
14 charges. One count of conspiracy, one of violating the Travel Act, 8 counts of bribery, 3 counts of honest services fraud.
Uh-oh.
And 1 count of making a false statement.
Didn't the ophthalmologist introduce him to Linda Carter?
Linda Carter?
Isn't she famous? She was a lens crafter spokesperson for years.
Oh, my God. Was she?
Oh, yeah. I swear to God.
Wow, Linda Carter.
I just wanted to bring up Wonder Woman again.
Wonder Woman.
Because yesterday we spoke of Wonder Woman for about 20 minutes.
At length, right. The history of the Wonder Woman on TV, especially.
I didn't know any of that. I had no idea Deborah Winger was a part of the Wonder Woman franchise.
She was.
Okay.
The FBI was investigating whether Menendez received items of value in exchange for taking official actions on behalf of his friend and donor, Dr. Solomon Melgen.
Melgen?
Who is being investigated.
Salamander Melgen.
Separately.
You are charged with being a dick.
The senator is denying doing anything wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And it says the case could rest on questions about the reach of the speech and debate clause of the Constitution, which makes it difficult for members of Congress to be prosecuted for their official acts and difficult for federal investigators to access materials that may implicate them.
Oh, so this is hinging on a constitutional reach around.
Yeah, I guess. Shenanigans. You know, the Congress has made sure they protect themselves. But it's also in the Constitution, I guess. I don't know a whole fuck of a lot about that, so I can't opine.
No, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound like anything good was going on. At the very least, someone wasn't, you know, busy making laws and working for the voters. He was...
Well, none of that goes on.
Fucking around with some ophthalmologist.
Senator from New Jersey never reported flights he took on Melgen's jet.
Oh, God.
Everybody's taking jets.
Quit flying!
Ophthalmologist? How much do ophthalmologists make that he's got a fucking jet?
There, you know, when I find out what different professions you make, it makes me pissed off for what I do 100% of the time.
Right.
I don't want to be an ophthalmologist.
Being an artiste, you know.
Oh, yes.
You had to expect the life of an ascetic.
Oh, I have it coming.
I'm not saying you deserve it. I'm saying you have to understand that there's
take your punishment, stupid.
There's a significant chance, yeah.
Ophthalmologists can be artists, by the way, of the retina, the cornea.
Sure, the way they can laser etch those eyeballs to make you know, they can put a little snowflake in the corner of your cornea so that you see little flares all the time.
Right.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Would you ever get a Lasix?
Sure. Why not?
Because it could fuck your eyes up.
But it also makes you see.
I know. I can also
not fuck your eyes up.
I know a person who had the Lasix and it fucked up his tear ducts or something. Oh. Wasn't able to cry anymore.
Was that a long time ago or was that
a while back? I mean,
was that back when they did it with a sledgehammer? So that's the headline over in the Commie Pinko Liberal, Huffington Post.
That's it? Some story about a scandal with an ophthalmologist?
Well, it's a senator. He's a big-time senator who's being indicted.
From New Jersey.
From Jersey. And this is less of a shock.
How is this news?
Much less of a shock.
I think we have to start maybe considering including Jersey with the states that aren't capable of self-governing.
Right.
Functioning. I mean, God damn, you got your governor trying to shut down fucking bridges.
Right.
And then this guy.
And he also is in trouble for some shenanigans now with some lottery bullshit. I don't know exactly what the details are there, but even more bullshit from with Chris Christie. He's fucked. I mean, I'm assuming he's got to know by now he's not going to be president.
I wouldn't give a shit about that if I was him. I would be like, am I going to jail?
How do I stay out of jail?
That's all I would give a shit about. And he should never have wanted to be president. Somebody like him should be happy with fucking being governor. No one's voting for him. People from my part of the country ain't voting for Chris Christie.
Right.
No fucking way.
I would say people from my part wouldn't, but they might because, God, they put Rahm Emanuel in fucking the mayor's seat. That's going on over there still. They're Chuy Rodriguez. Rodriguez?
Socialist, right?
I hope
by the way, people from the South Side would absolutely...
If I just picked a random Mexican last name and I'm going to be pretty horrified.
I think, they would vote. People from the South Side would absolutely vote for Chris Christie. I mean, he's a fat white guy who is, you know what I mean? Who's full of shenanigans. Just like another fat white mayor that I can.
Chuy Garcia.
I mean, if they voted for Daley, why wouldn't you vote for Chris Christie? What's the difference?
Right.
Can you see Daley shutting down a bridge? Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah. there was some shenanigans. I actually saw the video earlier of this. It's pretty horrible. There was a debate between Chuy Garcia, not Rodriguez. I can't believe I said that. Between Chuy Garcia and Chuy Rodriguez is a musician. That's my position. I'm sticking with it. The Phil Ponce, who's been in Chicago for 1,000 years. I mean, I remember him in TV news in Chicago a long, 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 long time ago. Moderated this debate between Rahm Emanuel and the runoff. They're having this runoff election between Jesus Chuy Garcia and him. And I guess Garcia's son has had some problems with some gangy type of shenanigans.
Shit.
And the first question is kind of like, well, you know, your son has had these issues and everything. And he answers it and he says, well, we grew up in a neighborhood where there's a ton of gangs and my wife and I have done the best we could. And now he's cleaned up his act. He's a chef. He helps in the community.
Yeah.
And the guy, and Phil Ponce goes, is he in a gang? And he says, no. And then Rahm steps up and says, I just want to say that I think this is a totally inappropriate line of questioning. He kind of sticks up for Garcia. Oh, yeah. And but then this Phil Ponce guy again says, the question a lot of voters have is, if you can't even control your son and keep him out of gangs, how are you going to keep Chicago out of gangs? Keep the gangs out of Chicago. And it's a great, I wonder if I can get the clip real quick. But
Chicago is now a Crip, okay? The whole city. You think Rahm Emanuel was like, I honestly feel bad that this poor guy's getting pummeled about his son's activities.
No, he loves it, but then he's also like, I got to take the high ground and say it's awful.
I'm grandstanding.
He probably paid Phil Ponce to do it. I mean, his people probably...
Oh, is he the reason like this even got out, you think? Absolutely.
Oh, I think it's pretty, really? It's pretty easy to find out what, you know, when you're vetting candidates and shit, you just...
Then how do
public
you
public records and then how the what their kids have done?
How the fuck do you explain Sarah Palin though? Nobody vetted her. God.
Records describe him as a gang member repeatedly. In 2013, he was charged with a felony for attacking an off-duty police officer. Is he still a gang member?
Phil, my wife and I live in a neighborhood. Its share of problems, including gang activity.
So he goes on to explain. You know, we've had our share of problems.
Yes.
Gang activity, blah, blah, blah. Now, let me skip ahead a bit to where Rahm kicks in.
No.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I don't actually think this is a fair line of questioning.
Actually, with... I didn't raise this. With respect, a lot of voters might wonder.
See, so Rahm is saying, well, we're both fathers here. And then this moderator says, with respect. And then listen to the question.
Commissioner, if you can't keep your own son out of a gang, how can you stay a...
Listen to the crowd.
Holy
there.
Shit.
The crowd does not abide by that shit.
I wonder what our friends think in Chicago.
I know.
Teresa and Mary
It'd
Sue.
It'd be great to, in case you're listening, on the outside chance you're listening, Teresa, give us a call.
Ring a ding.
323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. Although she may have a bias, I think she's working with the Chuy Garcia campaign.
Excuse me? If you can't keep your own son out of a gang, how can you steer the city away from gangs and violence?
Phil.
So he goes on to answer the question, but...
What an asshole.
Well, and that asshole moderator just looks back at the crowd. His back is to the crowd. And he goes, excuse me. Excuse me.
I'm important. It's not about you. Oh, wait. It is about you because you're the people voting. Yeah, fuck this moderator.
And everybody's like, well, that's maybe crossing the line just a little sea hair.
And I think it crosses the line. It clearly crosses the line. It's the shitty. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Well, you know, people want to know. I wonder if Phil Ponce moved over to Fox in Chicago. I don't even know what station he's working for anymore.
His kid is not currently in a gang. He was.
Right, and he's
when he was younger.
He's a chef now. And he's turned his life around.
Okay.
And I don't know. Everybody's ultimately responsible for what their adult shithead kids do.
I mean, to me, it's kind of a compliment maybe to Chuy that his kid did turn his life around. I'm sure he had something to do with that. I can't imagine Chuy was like when he was like 8 or 9 years old. I was like, listen, I'm going to do my best to get you into the best gang in the neighborhood, okay? I'm going to steer you into the most successful street gang.
And I wouldn't be against somebody with experience dealing with gangs.
Yeah.
To be in there. Anyway.
You remember that story years ago? Somebody applied, an ex-con applied for some job, and he was honest about his criminal past. And he wrote about his gang affiliation and how many people he was in charge of and how profitable he was.
Oh, he used that. That's like the fucking Wire. Remember when you find out the business involved? That was like Idris Elba's character in The Wire.
Yeah.
Remember, he was the business guy.
Right. Idris Elba, who soon to be James Bond. Has that been confirmed?
No. It's been rumored. And, you know, some people... got themselves in trouble for saying shit about it. But I don't.
That was Rush Limbaugh, right? He doesn't. He can't handle a black James Bond.
Well, even it was just out a few days ago that Roger Moore said something. Roger Moore, like 88 years old, 85 years old, 150,000. He might as well be. And they've got a quote from him saying that somebody, some other guy they mentioned, and then Idris Elba. He's like, I don't know. I think they should be British. That he should be British.
Yeah.
You know, Idris Elba is British.
He's British as fuck. He's British.
You know.
Although now,
then he backtracked. That's not what I meant.
Although I will say, honestly, when I saw Luther on the thumbnail on Netflix, I remember scrolling on my Luther. I'm like, oh, Idris Elba's playing Martin Luther King in a whole series. I don't want to watch that. I mean, you know, not that I think Martin Luther King was a great man, of course, but.
And Luther is a great series. It's a British detective series.
It's not at all about Martin Luther King, correct?
Correct.
Well, I thought it was.
Not at all.
It was a picture of a black actor in the middle of a scene, and it said Luther in red fucking letters.
If you're going to racially profile, that's not a bad way to do it.
I mean,
if you're going to accidentally assume a black guy is Martin Luther King, I guess there's worse.
I thought it was
racial
about the
stereotypes.
I thought it was about the Reformation, actually.
It was. Right. When Martin Luther, that Martin Luther had a really, it was the southern, he went to Spain for the summer and got a really dark tan. The, that was, no, so the headline of the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Dial your brains back a few IQ points.
I'm there.
And set your clocks and calendars back centuries.
To the 50s.
The this is a headline here in California. And the reason that on the Twitter machine right now, Governor Jerry Brown is trending.
Mexicans.
The Governor Brown here in California has ordered mandatory water restrictions.
Oh, shit.
For the first time in history.
No!
He gave a speech today, announced these water restrictions, saying it's a different world. We have to act differently. He ordered the Water Resources Control Board to implement mandatory restrictions to reduce water usage by 25%. They're going to require golf courses, cemeteries, and other landscape spaces to reduce water consumption.
How about no more water consumption for fucking golf? I hate golf.
They're
going to
start replacing 50 million square feet of lawn statewide on government property with drought-tolerant landscaping. So they're going to actually re-landscape, which I think I approve of.
Yeah. Get socialism. Rid
of, put up some fucking succulents and some dry grass, which is what this stupid part, not stupid, this lovely part of the world looks like before man got here.
I think Kate would prefer that as well. She hates the grass.
She does. She walks,
hates it.
Walks around like she's...
you're barely an animal.
Yeah. It also creates a statewide rebate program, replacing old appliances with more water and energy efficient ones. So I guess if there's going to be some kind of wee way program.
Say goodbye to your nice normal toilet.
I turned into Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, we're gonna. are they switching to the honey bucket system that they use in Alaska?
No, we haven't gotten to that point yet, where you're shitting in a bucket and somebody comes and picks it up for you.
A 5-gallon bucket.
New homes being built will have to have water efficient drip irrigation systems if they want to use water for landscaping.
Obama.
They have banned the watering of ornamental grass on public street medians.
Thank God. That is the most ridiculous use of water ever.
Yeah, even near the highway.
Who gives a shit?
You're going to drive on the highway and you see water being sprayed on the fucking grass next to the stupid 101. Who cares?
It's going
to
be fun when it's like 2 men in or 1 man leave beyond the Thunderdome world. We've used that water water grass that we don't eat. It's stupid.
Requiring agricultural, it just says agricultural, require agricultural to report. I think a little bit of oops on the English side here. To report more water usage information. create a mechanism to enforce requirements that water districts report usage numbers. So also trying to get some of these evil fuckwad corporations. We don't know how much water is being used by Nestle.
Well, they sell water.
And we don't know how much is being used by the frackers.
A lot, man. But they gotta, what if they stopped fracking? That might be good for the environment. Why can't we do that? I mean, why do you and I, not that we would mind, but why do you want to lift one fucking finger for this problem? When we don't know what Nestle's doing and all these businesses are doing. I mean, they're using more water than we are.
Wasn't that our whole economy? Why are the poor people in the middle classes suffering while all the dickwads at the top are sitting doing nothing? They show up at an office, they go have a meeting, have a $1,000 lunch, go play golf.
Right.
They call that a hard day's work, and they make $20,000 an hour.
Joey Brown, quit filleting Nestle's.
Some coal miner barely can eke out a living these days. Both our dads, I mean, raised families on middle-class incomes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Busted their asses, but they both raised families. And try to do that now on the same level income.
Nah, fuck off. No way.
You need both parents working, right. And then you have to pay for daycare if you've got crotch spawn.
Right.
And where does that money come from? You know, it's... Meanwhile, the top are richer than fucking ever.
I know. It's so stupid. It's like, what do we say? It's like they're racking up video game points.
Yeah.
It's like they've discovered that they can take it with them when they die. Maybe they're Mormons.
Maybe they're the Mormons get their own planet.
The Mormons die. And yeah. Have we done the Mormons on Faithless Friday yet?
I don't think we did. No.
That's one I'm looking forward to.
Wait. Yes, we did.
We did.
We did the creation story of the whole.
Oh, the Mormons.
Finding the rocks and the plates. We didn't get into the whole practices like the underwear and the. We talked about the underwear.
The craziest shit is still the Catholics with your sacristine and your rooms and your little. It's weird that you have like little containers that all you have to do is put something in the container. And all of a sudden, it's anointed by God.
It's not.
That's crazy.
After you cast the spell on it, and it turns into the actual flesh of the Lord.
Yummy.
Gross. And the actual blood. Then, I guess if you don't finish the cookies, they got to go somewhere. You can't just throw them in the drawer. You can't toss them in the fridge. Mm.
No.
You have to put them in something.
Can you freeze them?
Worthy of, you know, maybe a little couple square inches of Jesus's taint. Whatever
that,
part.
That is the most expensive real estate in the country. What is left from the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Right. Every square inch of his skin.
It's really bizarre. The whole transubstantiation.
It's gross, really.
It's really quite bizarre. I even have to admit my former people. That's one of the craziest.
I mean, you'd have to be drunk to have someone say, listen, here's communion, right? Here's a wafer. This represents the body and blood of Jesus Christ. No, it doesn't. That is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Well, how? Fuck you. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. That's the Catholics, right? Is that how they explain?
Shut up and put this in your mouth,
shut the
Billy.
Fuck up. Listen, it must be. It's got to be so tough to teach Catholicism to kids because they're not quite old enough to just like forget about it and then go drink themselves into a stupor.
Right. It's.
I mean, not until they're like what, 12?
I mean, it's a slow process throughout. I remember first grade and second grade, we had to memorize all those ridiculous prayers.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite
Gold Star
one?
Shit and all that.
Did you have a favorite? Or?
No, I don't remember.
Did you hate them all?
Yeah, I don't remember having a favorite.
Did your mom used to make you practice?
Only in that I wouldn't get to second grade if I didn't know the fucking act of contrition and the... All that shit.
What's your favorite one? Oh, the act of contrition. That's the best.
Really? How fucked up is that? You're teaching a 6-year-old. Oh, my God. I am heartily sorry for having offended thee.
Don't learn a poem, by the way.
I detest all of my sins because of thy just punishment, but most of all because they offend thee, my God.
Oh, my God.
I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Oh, my God. I can't remember. I can't believe I fucking remember that.
I might go pour you a drink, and you can take over the show for a second. Because I think that, you got to drink that out of your brain.
God, that's amazing.
How do you make that go away?
I mean,
that is so miserable.
That's very weird.
What is that, the actor Patrician?
I think so. I'm going to check now. I'm going to check my work because I think. Catholic. Here we go on Catholic prayers online.
A great
online.
Way to spend an afternoon learning.
Prayers online.
Yeah.
Catholic Online. Inform. Inspire.
They have karaoke.
Ignite.
God, burn yourself to death.
Oh, here's a bunch of them. There's a few different versions, but the first one says, oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. I detest all my sins because of thy just punishment, most of all because they offend thee, my God, who art all good. I remembered it.
Survey says!
Ding, ding, ding.
You win.
That's really creepy.
That is.
With the help of thy grace to sin no more and to avoid near occasions of sin. Yeah.
Near occasions.
God, that's kind of...
Wow.
Not good.
What is that act of contrition?
I need therapy.
Yeah, I know.
What else? What other memories are going to come flooding back from Catholic school?
What a horrible. I mean, I guess you had a good education, right? I mean, you're not
a great education.
You're not stupid.
Well, and again, it's in slight defense of the
this
Catholic
is a
solution.
Bill.
Okay,
man.
we gotta put up with the bullshit of that, you know, blood and flesh stuff.
It's so gross.
You got to buy that.
It's
and the whole
so
confessing
gross.
Thing is heinous. But they do believe in evolution. They do believe in science and shit. They're not fundies.
So they
don't believe Adam and Eve was a real story.
What about Noah's Ark?
No. It's a metaphor for... Don't piss off God.
Wow. Listen, that makes more sense than what my people believe in. My
it's not
God.
As crazy. Yeah. Are the Methodists really
No.
Wait, you guys don't believe that Adam and Eve really existed.
No, not the Methodists I went to church with. We went to the First United Methodist of a larger suburb of Atlanta. And so
the ones that are going to hell.
There are people there with money, right? And those people just go to church to, like, there's lawyers and dentists and doctors. Like, I'll go to church to sell you a malpractice policy.
Gross.
Hey, listen, that's easier. Listen, you go in the backwoods.
Go on LinkedIn, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, well, that didn't exist back then. You know?
That's right.
I'm only 25. But if you go to a Methodist church out in the middle of nowhere, oh, no, they don't believe in evolution.
Yeah.
The poorer you get, the more, you know, bullshit people tend to put up with. By the way, we are getting a call on the crab diving liberal line. I am answering the phone. Phone is answered.
Let's see if this works. It almost sounds like there's a human there on the line. Hey, is this Tommy?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. This finally worked.
A functioning fucking phone system. Tommy Gimler, the host.
Amazing that in 2015.
I know. We finally entered we're working on the 20th century here, but we'll get to the 21st soon.
Yes.
Tommy Gimler, co-host of the Daily Upper, co-host.
Yeah.
Uber, he's the ringleader.
Yeah. He's the Führer.
Uber Führer, the poobah. of the Daily Upper Decker podcast. Tonight, a brand new... tonight, their feet are up in the stirrups, and they're going to birth a beautiful new episode for your ear holes, everybody.
It's the baseball episode.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Well, they're probably talking a little
bit about... You make it sound so romantic.
Is it?
Yeah.
A little bit... A little Cosby music on and some wine.
And then birth. Boom. Breaking news. Did you guys hear this? Breaking news today in the sports world.
What is it? I don't know.
The Eagles head coach Chip Kelly has traded DeMarco Murray for a draft pick and Danny Woodhead for the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, shit. I feel like not, you know, I don't feel very masculine I have no idea that football news was
like, is that soccer?
Could you hand me that dress?
Chip Kelly addressed several members of the media following the shocking news, saying that the deal was made to make it seem even whiter than it already is.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, so that's obviously an April Fool's Day joke, but every year we like to post a funny story, and we even tweeted it to Stephen A. Smith to see if he'll think that it's real. A lot of times people tweet stories to Stephen A. Smith at ESPN, and they're... They're like, you know, onion-type stories. They're just like stories that aren't real. They're just like, you know, they're just fake, funny news stories. And he'll think they're real, and he'll go off on like a tangent. And then finally someone gets a hold of him saying like, hey, that story wasn't real, dude.
Yeah. Put on Facebook like little commie pinko liberal news stories, and I had the worst time this morning going through the headlines because everyone's trying to be funny and fool you.
All right. That's a great day. It's a great day. You just got to make sure that you don't, how many times, like, on April Fool's Day, it would be, like, the worst day to die. April Fool's Day. You know, people trying to tell you, like, hey, man, your best buddy died. Yeah, whatever, dude. That's a great one. No, I'm dead serious. They're trying to tell someone you're really gay.
Yeah.
And you pick April 1st to do it.
Yeah.
It's not a good day to do it.
I mean, if you go to the clinic and say, this is horrible, but if you got, like, a positive... result of an HIV test. Right. Do not wait a day before you tell your partner or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh, you'd be sued so bad. But, Mr. Gimler, you waited 24 hours to tell your wife that you had the HIV. Well, I couldn't do it on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I'm not a barbarian.
Yeah.
I'm not an asshole.
Hey, Tommy, I don't know if this is a public event, but I think unless I'm hallucinating, on your Facebook page, are you having the cornhole tournament soon?
That is correct. Cornhole tournament's the Chuck Norris Invitational Cornhole Tournament down on the beach of Playa Del Rey Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Will Chuck be there?
I don't think so. I don't think we're big enough yet to do it. It's the seventh year in a row that we're doing it. I know we've brought like 60 people out there, and they... We all play for, like, a local charity, like if someone gets sick or someone needs cash. I think so far to date we've raised, like, over $7,000.
That's awesome, so
we just go out there, we drink some beers, we throw some cornhole bags, and then we go get hammered at the local watering hole.
That sounds like fun.
Sounds like a great afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Tonight on the show, is it baseball previews, March Madness stuff? What's going on?
It's all baseball. We've really been focusing on March Madness for the last 2 weeks. And basically this Monday, Sunday night is technically the season opener for Major League Baseball, but, you know, it involves the Cubs and a Wrigley Field that isn't even complete yet. So the real big day is Monday. That's the technical opening day when the rest of the teams all play. And this year, the Monday is amazing because it's not only the opening day for Major League Baseball, but then later on that night, it's the national championship game. For college basketball, so it's just going to be an all-around shit show for us.
Everybody's going to be drunk, I mean, on a Monday night.
Oh, it's great. And it's Cesar Chavez Day, so a lot of, like, teachers and stuff have the day off, and it always seems to coincide with opening day. It's great.
Monday's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. Yeah. So obviously, like, you know, what makes baseball so great for so many of the players that are on the field is that, you know, on average, they're making $4.3 million to play a game of baseball. So that's why they love it so much. And, you know, we're trying to help people love the game of baseball just like they do. So we're giving them some gambling advice on over-under win totals.
Oh, yeah. What you said that the Cubs are playing on Sunday.
Sunday night, the Cardinals and the Cubs at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, there's I think today in the Trib, they're saying... It'll be done. Don't worry. It'll be done. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Would you fit the bleachers?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You know what?
Four or five days out of sunshine yet.
God.
No thanks. I'll sell my ticket.
I also said they're talking about the wind patterns, too.
Right.
Like, is it going to fuck up the wind patterns if you hit a high ball out to the... to that section now where the new bullshit is.
The wind pattern.
That sounds like something a Cubs fan would bitch about.
Oh, yeah. Dare you? We'll bitch about whatever the fuck we want to. And I'm so pissed off that they sent Chris Bryant down. My feeling on that is fuck them. That the front office owes their Cubs fan Chris Bryant. I don't give a shit about a service time.
Millions of dollars, though.
Oh, I don't fucking care. What do you think about that?
It's just a bad system. That's it. You can't fault the Cubs for doing it. The Angels did it with Trout. Trout was ready that year, and they sent him down for, like, I think a month, and they called him up in early May.
Yeah, and they didn't make the fucking playoffs.
Right. So, I mean, that'll be the argument that you can make. If the Cubs miss the postseason this year by, like, two games, and in the stretch of games that Bryant wasn't up in the bigs for, like, they went, like, 2-8 or, you know, something like that, if they would have just, like, really been sluggish in the 2 weeks that they're not going to have them, yeah, then you could make that argument. But the Cubs aren't going to the postseason anyway this year. And, like, in the long run, like, everyone's going to be thankful that Theo Epstein did this.
Yeah.
Because when they actually are, like, a contending team and Bryant's up for, like, you know, free agency and they still have that 1 year of control on him, then he's going to seem like a genius.
Yeah.
And then people are, you know, they're not going to bitch about it as much.
Do you think he's going to be good, Chris Bryant?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at him compared to guys like Javi Baez isn't going to have a back any, you know, in the next 2 years. He swings as hard as I do up on the tee box at the local golf course. But Chris Bryant, his swing is smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like he can just wait that extra split second longer to find out where that pitch is and drive it out to any part of the ballpark, where yeah, Javi Baez is just, he's like a modern-day Rob Deer.
And are you on a fantasy baseball team this year?
Five of them, yes.
You're on five? Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. I like the sport of baseball.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know you're going to talk about this on the show, but do you, I mean, who's your first pick?
As far as, like, fantasy baseball goes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have to take Mike Trout.
Right.
No matter what league you're in, unless you're in an NL-only league. There are some people that play, like, National League players only for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Or, you know, AL-only, but you're always going to take Mike Trout.
Right.
Because stolen bases, home runs, fitties, runs, average, everything. He's the complete player.
Do you ever take a starting pitcher in the first round?
Now you do, especially with how good Clayton Kershaw is.
Yeah.
But he would be like the only one. And you could have almost made an argument for Justin Verlander like 3 or 4 years ago when he was like 24-5. He's just so valuable to your team.
Yeah.
And a lot of it depends on what league you're in, how many, you know, categories. You know, stat categories that you have, that all comes into play. But Clayton Kershaw would be the only one worth taking this year.
Huh. Do you think, now, you brought up Justin Verlander, do you think Cade Upton, like, totally fucked him up as a pitcher?
No, see, he was so good. He was so good the 1 year that he, you know, started plowing her, and then they broke up, and he was terrible. So then they got back together before last year, and I was like, oh, man, he's going to be back. Because you could see why he would be such a bad player after they broke up. He'd be like, oh, my God, I just lost Kate up.
A little distracting.
The next girl's going to be such a disappointment. Like, you know, imagine going out on a date, like, you know, who was your last girlfriend? Oh, Kate Upton. And now you have to live up to that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So then last year when they got back together, I thought he was going to be awesome. But, you know, it's just, I mean, he's having trouble with his triceps already this spring. But the dude threw like a million innings in a 5-year period, you know? Like, he was staying in games that he should have been pulled from, you know, long before.
Right.
And I think it's really starting to come back and bite him.
Yeah. Huh. Do you,
just to basketball, do you have a Final Four prediction, by the way? You're a Badgers fan, right?
Big Badgers fan.
Fuck yeah.
They're not going to win. I actually went to the Staples Center, Jermon.
Not going to win.
It was outstanding. They're just, I'll tell you what, if they shoot 11 of 17 from three-point land again, then they have a shot at winning. But I just think that
Kentucky's gonna
rise to the
ass,
occasion.
Yeah.
They had their scare with Notre Dame, and they have a week to prepare for Wisconsin. And, you know, the only thing you can hope for is that it's a good game and that the refs don't totally dick you at the end.
Right. And the other side?
Do, man. That's really soiled this tournament. The refs have just been terrible.
Yeah, that's what I've seen a lot of bitching about.
Yeah.
The other side, was it Michigan and Duke?
What, you mean who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
After the Badgers, who gives a shit?
I'm a Big Ten guy, so, you know, being a Badgers fan, so, you know, I would love to see like a Wisconsin-Michigan State final, but that would be terrible for ratings. Like the rest of the country is probably praying for Kentucky and Duke.
Yeah.
And that's where your ratings are going to be there. I mean, I think the Wisconsin-Kentucky game and that's going to be good ratings. I honestly think you're looking at the two best teams playing each other there. But, you know, once you get to the championship game, if it ends up being Wisconsin-Michigan State, all the people in Detroit are going to have to break into the house to find a TV to watch it on. The whole state of Wisconsin watching on their tubes. But outside of that, people are going to be like, who cares?
Right.
So
on tonight's show, do we have a fact or fudge? Fact or fudge?
No fact or fudge tonight. We're just doing what I did is I gathered three guys. Gary Dudak from Mandatory, our buddy Barry Murphy, who's a gambling degenerate, and myself. So three guys who follow baseball, have been following baseball since they were kids, and know a little something about the game, a little something about all the teams out there. And then we also had Tishon Phillips on, who knows jack shit about baseball.
But he's got he's got a lovely voice.
Oh yeah, that's why he's there. He's there to keep you basically just relaxed. Yeah. And shut it off for some reason. It's such a soothing bun. So what we did is we each took six overs or unders for teams, and we threw like $50 in the pot, and whoever has the best record at the end of the year goes home with all the cash.
No, oh, that's awesome. Dude.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
Good time.
Well, thanks for calling, Tommy, and we're looking forward to the new Daily Upper Decker tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific.
Live, crabdiving.com/live, and then a couple days later, it blooms as a podcast.
Kicks off.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I'm a huge egomaniac, so I'm assuming.
Thanks for calling, Tommy. Have a great day.
You got it, guys. Have fun.
Good luck at the cornhole tournament.
I'm great at cornhole.
There's a drop. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye, man. Tommy Gimler from the Daily Upper Decker, cornhole aficionado. Did you ever play cornhole in Chicago?
You know, yeah, sure. Fuck yeah, man.
I played a couple of times. My in-laws were big cornholers.
Were they?
We used to just get shit-faced. Somewhere near Joliet or someplace, I'd go down.
Yeah,
cornhole it up.
That's a suburban Chicago deal, yeah. Sounds like.
We got to get a cornholing set. We can set it up there in the front yard, provided the kids downstairs haven't permanently moved in.
Do they have an iCorn hole?
iCorn?
On the iPhone?
That would be great.
Or the Wii cornhole?
Wii cornhole.
On the Wii. You have a Wii. Isn't there a Wii in a box?
Yeah, it's over there somewhere. God, it's in the pile of...
That Wii. Wii's fun.
I'll kick your ass at fucking tennis on the okay. Wii. I mean, you know, you don't think your tennis skill translates to the Wii at all?
Not in the tiniest, slightest bit.
Yeah. I'm not going to beat you at any video games, though.
Before we take our break at near the top of the hour here.
Yay.
On Crab Diving Live for you guys. We are a little bit of a follow-up. You know, all this shit's been going on in Indiana.
Right.
With Mike Pence, the governor there. Who
fuck him.
Happily, gleefully signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
He skipped down to...
Because God knows, apparently religious freedom needs a restoring.
Right.
And... Now there's been the shitstorm that has rained down. He's taking the big hit. His legislature, who are the ones that wrote the fucking law and rammed it through the Republican majority, are backing away like, I can't believe the governor did this.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fix it. So yesterday we did this. Go to crabdiving.com. Listen to yesterday's show. We talked about how he is now saying, there's nothing wrong with the law.
It's fine.
But we're going to fix it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need fixing, but we're going to change it. So even though he's saying it was a perception problem, they are going to try to add specific protections for LGBT. And they keep saying it's the same as the nationwide version. It taint. The nationwide version, we it contains protections. This doesn't. So
it's disturbing the way they describe how they're going to fix it, too. If you're like a sane voter and you're listening, because it's not a perception problem. Everyone totally understands what that law is supposed to do. We're not stupid. You're a fucking bigot.
Well, the Democrats, the Democratic minority in Indiana is like, woohoo! Thank you.
It's a gift.
They're saying, rip it out, root and branch.
Yeah.
And just repeal the whole thing. And the Republicans are saying, well, no, we're going to tweak it. So they're saying they're going to do something soon.
There's no tweaking.
Because company after company after company has said, we ain't abiding your bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm tweaking your human rights. Do you mind? Hold still.
So now, not to be the ugly stepsister at the Sadie Hawkins dance, Arkansas.
Right.
Their legislature there.
Totally fugly. Totally ugly.
Took a photocopy of the Indiana law and rammed that through. It's the same thing. Just as heinous. If not, I read a little bit more. Like, it might even be more vague.
Does anybody give a shit down there? Are they happy with the bill?
There's been protests galore. The spotlight, now that the assholes in Indiana are a smoldering heap from all the attacks they've taken.
Right.
Now the spotlight is turning on Arkansas because they're going to try to push their bullshit through. And they did. They passed it. And it was going to the governor, Asa Hutchinson.
Asa.
What a great name, huh, for a southern governor. Asa. Right. Asa Hutchinson, who apparently was waiting with pen in hand to also gleefully sign.
That sounds like a character from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Asa Hutchinson. Yeah. You know, she's coming out with her second novel ever.
I know. And you know, and I don't mean to be a dick, but it can only be a letdown, right?
But it's an earlier version that To Kill a Mockingbird was originally based on.
Oh, okay.
Like, I guess she went to her editor with, this is the story, and they said, no, this should be the story. And To Kill a Mockingbird was born, so I guess this is going to be, or maybe, I don't know. I think she was going to tell the adult story, and then she went back and ended up telling the story of when they were kids.
They should do To Kill a Mockingbird, but from the point of view of the racists.
Right. We are. The country is doing it.
Mississippi kind of lives that.
So this morning, the Arkansas governor,
ding 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 ding, fuck you,
Asa, held a press conference to talk about their religious freedom bill, because now everybody was saying hashtag boycott Indiana. Okay, been there, done that. Now let's hashtag boycott Arkansas.
No problem. No fucking problem.
I believe I have.
Who cares?
My entire life boycotted Arkansas. I think I might have driven through Arkansas.
Yeah, we have. We have. We stopped at a convenience store called a Come and Go.
Oh my God, that's
spelled
right.
Spelled with a U.
Right.
I shit you not.
That's right.
Come
and Go. There's a picture somewhere.
Yeah.
On an ancient cell phone, or there was.
It's on my Facebook page.
Back in the ancient archives of Ryan's Facebook page.
If you're not a cam girl, friend me. I'll show it to you.
Or if you are.
Yeah.
So here's a little bit of the press conference this morning.
Perfect.
Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, governor. A little grinny for my... he's always smiling. He's always grinning through absolutely everything he says. He's always got this weird shit-eating grin on his face. Like an alligator.
Yeah, real trustworthy-looking guy.
So here's the governor talking about this religious freedom bill.
This is a bill that in ordinary times would not be controversial. But these are not ordinary times. This bill is not really complicated. It's a balancing test. The bill itself does not pick winners and losers. It balances two competing constitutional obligations that our founding fathers gave to us. But the issue has become divisive because our nation remains split on how to balance the diversity of our culture with the traditions and firmly held religious convictions.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
It has divided families. And
you should see the big smile on his face. It's so weird. It's really weird. He's got this big smile and it's divided families.
There is clearly a generational gap on this issue. My son, Seth, signed the petition asking me, Dad, the governor, to veto this bill.
Okay.
His kid signed the petition.
Seth is more progressive than you are. Your son.
Right.
It mirrors the Federal Religious Freedom and Restoration Act that was passed in 1993 and was signed by President Clinton.
That the intent of that bill that he wants to pass should mirror this bill.
The bill that is on my desk at the present time does not precisely mirror the federal law. Therefore, I ask that changes be made in the legislation. And I've asked that the leaders of the General Assembly to recall the bill so that it can be amended to reflect the terms of the federal religious...
Yeah. Well, listen, that guy's like, listen, I don't want to attend the party Mike Pence is
exactly
attending. I don't want what he's having.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be thrown up on the pinball machine like Mike Pence has been.
For once, let it not be us. Is that what he's kind of saying about Arkansas? Can we, on this one issue, not come out on the wrong side of fucking history? Or is he just scared of the backlash?
B.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the corporate overlords, the people who are really in charge,
yeah,
are saying, whoa, wait a minute. You can't do this shit.
It's kind of strange. He says, at any other time in our history, this wouldn't be controversial. Yes, because we're talking about an issue that has evolved, and people have evolved, and they've progressed.
And people are onto your bullshit.
Yes.
We get it. We get what you're trying to do. In all these states, there's no hiding behind the heinousness. Now, on the horizon, I think Georgia's might be scuttled for now, but North Carolina might be stepping up to the plate next. We'll see. They're trying to push through one of these heinous ones, too, that includes no protection for... they're just doing it. They're throwing tantrums. They're little toddlers in the corner because they see what's happening. They're losing the fight about letting same-sex couples get married.
By the way, I mean, don't worry. Alabama or Mississippi will step up to the plate on this one. I'm not worried.
Well, Alabama is still.
Oh, yeah.
Roy Moore is fighting the good fight down there for the Lord.
On behalf of, I guess, I don't know, who speaks for all the horrible bigots in this country?
There's a long list.
Long list. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, bigots. Alabama has your back. I'm sure they'll do something fucking heinous.
You're going to be okay, I think.
Yeah, if Arkansas or Indiana can't hack it, Alabama, Mississippi can.
It's about time for a break here, ladies and gentlemen. We've passed the top of the hour. We're a little bit late. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? We're going to be back. Play a little musical interlude for your ear holes. Be back in 2 or 3 minutes here on Crab Diving Live.
Yay.
And don't go away. More crabs after the hump. This is one of those that just says track. So I don't really know. It's either going to be.
Track Palin?
It might be a band from Alaska.
No, this could be Bathtub Gin.
It might be Dominic.
Okay. Bathtub Gin.
Bathtub Gin.
Historic scene. I'll take
Hey, we're back. Crab Diving Hump Day.
Yo, yo, yo.
A little bit of Toto with Africa. Playing us back here after the break. Before that, Bathtub Gin.
That's right.
From Alaska, where Ryan will be heading to tomorrow.
Bom, 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 bom.
Friday's show, I guess, will be from Talkeetna, Alaska, probably. Yeah. Barring any
from my brother's cabin
difficulties.
What do you mean? With the plane? Or like the
with the setup?
Do you know anything about the is there something bad going on tomorrow? No, with flying? God.
I mean the audio setup, not anything with planes or anything.
I tell you what, nothing puts me in it's hard to imagine, in a worse mood when there's bullshit. That turbulence. Don't even talk.
But when
to
you
me.
Get on the plane, I might ask the pilot and the co-pilot, hey, how's your day going?
I'm not going to need to. I'm going to work it so I'm
You're
pretty
much inebriated.
Well, I'm staying
medicated.
I'm not going to bed tonight. I'm not. I'm just going to force myself to sleep all the way to Seattle. And then when I get on whatever fucking plane.
Are you flying
fly,
Alaska Air?
I don't know. Whatever
America
price line
Alaska.
Gave oh. me. Whatever.
To the sovereign state of Alaska. So Friday. Tomorrow, maybe? Possibly. Is he sitting in?
No, he is.
The actual Hollywood hick.
Right.
Brent Paris will be here. Will he? Today's his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Is he gonna be yeah. sufficiently recovered tomorrow?
Should we call him and wish him happy birthday? We can call out on Skype. Ambush him.
He might be working or something.
Oh, really? That would suck.
He might be drinking.
That's such a bad like impulse. Let's ambush somebody on the phone. Let's put them on the spot. Let's put them on internet radio, whether they like it or not.
What's going on here? I've got a story.
Yay.
We almost got to this yesterday, but we didn't.
Right.
Gordon Klingon Schmidt.
Yes.
Klingon Schmidt. Forgive me.
Nine.
Who is a Colorado state representative.
And he's also an asshole.
He's also a ginormous Christo fascist dickwad.
Yeah, a tremendous jackoff.
He is also known as Dr. Chaps, creepily enough.
In the leather world.
He's the former chaplain, Navy maybe, I want to say, and he was shown the door.
Right.
Because he refused famously to not cram Jesus into everyone's starfish as a chaplain.
Right. He wasn't doing his fucking job.
Well, occasionally he's supposed to be non-denominational, and he just couldn't abide by that shit.
It must be weird if you're a real, sky god believer. You know, when you're at your job, you have to do whatever your boss says. It's not a democracy. It's a fucking dictatorship. But what if you're like, I follow a higher power no matter what, no matter who's paying me?
Right.
Well, if I'm paying you, I say, fuck your higher power. Do whatever I say. I'm paying you.
But,
beyond, within reason.
Religious freedom and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, wait, wait. The, about a week ago, you remember there was that horrific attack. It was 2 weeks ago now, maybe, on a pregnant woman in Colorado.
Yes.
Who was attacked by a stranger who stabbed her in the stomach, cut her baby out.
That's
she
horrible,
survived.
Man.
The baby did not. Well, Gordon Klingenshit, here's his opinion. This is the opinion that has gotten him maybe into a little
I haven't read anything about this. Is this horrific? This sounds like there's no way it's not going to be horrific.
What he says?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
God, what a dick.
A pregnant woman in Colorado was stabbed by a woman who wanted to cut the baby out of her belly and kidnap the baby. According to 9 News Denver, who reports that a 34-year-old woman, a suspect, was arrested last Wednesday after Longmont police near Boulder, Colorado, say that the suspect attacked a woman who was 7 months pregnant and cut the victim's unborn baby from her womb. Sadly, the baby died. But the pregnant woman is alive and is recovering in the hospital. here's what the Bible says in Hosea chapter 13.
Now he that's an edit. He
yes,
he was reading the news at that point, and now he is explaining a little bit.
There's better. An edit in there in the video or something?
In this is from rightwingwatch.org.
Oh,
so
I see.
They've edited his heinous comments.
Bullshitica 69, we read
there
from
is a demonic spirit of murder. Right? And we saw this in Israel, where history records in Hosea 13, the people of Samaria must bear their guilt because they have rebelled against their God.
The people must bear their guilt because they have rebelled against their God.
Gosh. Okay. They have it coming. The people of Suburbia have it coming. Samaria.
This, yeah.
Who cares?
So this woman apparently had it coming.
They'll fall by the sword. Their little ones will be dashed to the ground. Their pregnant women ripped open.
What a great book the Bible is, isn't it? It's a fun romp.
You know, I just had a thought about the Bible. You know, you can get the Monopoly board with different themes, like Star Wars.
And, right.
Can we get a Star Wars themed Bible? Like, have Luke be Jesus? Have, I guess, I don't know, who's Darth Vader?
Would Luke be Jesus? Yeah, I guess. But then Darth Vader's God?
Well, I mean, it has to be Luke. R2-D2's Jesus.
Spoiler alert.
Easier to crucify.
Darth's his dad, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Darth Vader's God.
Right.
This was a prophecy about the people of Samaria back in the day who are bearing this sin because they have rebelled against their God. I wonder if there's prophetic significance to America today. And
so we deserve to have women get jumped and have their babies cut from their womb because we're not
gay marriage
on our knees.
Right.
Praising
that
the specific Lord that Gordon Klingenschmitt believes in.
Now, this guy's more than an internet radio darling. He's a fucking politician saying this shit.
He's a representative. So
this is disturbing.
Assholes of Colorado have decided that this man represents them. Congratulations.
Good Congratulations. Job, dickheads.
That scripture. This is the curse of God upon America for our sin of not protecting innocent children in the womb. And part of that curse for our rebellion against God as a nation is that our pregnant women are ripped open.
There you go. So that was his initial heinous comments.
I mean, that's
horrific.
Listen, if you're a lunatic on the internet doing a fucking radio show, totally different ball game. He's an elected official.
Right. So here is the apology.
Oh, God.
I want to take a moment and issue a public apology for some words that I said on this show in a previous broadcast. When we previously reported this story last week, I was angry. And maybe you can understand a little bit of my righteous anger against the perpetrator of this horrific crime.
A little bit of my righteous anger.
No, but he said we had it coming. Basically,
well,
he said,
is what he's, yeah, he's saying, well, I was just mad at the guy that did it.
He was, but,
and blamed all of society and
right.
all of you godless heathens.
Yeah.
Against the demonic spirit of murder that this human cooperated with voluntarily, and the tragic act of violence against this innocent woman, I was angry. And I said some things that were insensitive and offensive to many of you. And for that, I apologize. I do want to apologize for my words last week because I was so angry that I forgot to be compassionate.
No,
wait,
you forgot
second.
To pretend to be compassionate.
He was so angry, he went into the Bible, found a verse that said, women get ripped from
right.
child, your unborn child gets ripped from your womb. What do you think? Do you think he has a digital version of the Bible on his laptop or his pad, his tablet? He does a little control F, womb.
Womb, yeah.
That's exactly how he did it. That's how I would have done it.
My words were not compassionate, and therefore I apologize.
Let's go back and try to find some of your words that are.
I agree with him,
by the way.
His words were not compassionate, but more than that, his words were loony as fuck.
Yeah. But nobody was surprised by your lack of compassion, you twat.
No, when have you been nice?
Right.
When has he been nice?
My tone was wrong. My choice of words was wrong. My choice of scripture was wrong. Everything I did about that report was wrong.
He's got a big screen behind him with the words, "I was not compassionate. I apologize. I was wrong," in big letters written on it.
Is he on Fox? Am I getting him confused with another person?
That's like
now?
O'Reilly, who always, everything he says is written out in that sidebar.
Does he remind you of Todd Starnes?
Who, this guy? Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, they're all idiot, fat, fucking white guy conservatives.
Todd Starnes has that amazing voice, though, that where he talks like this, and he would say, "I want to apologize for my words last week."
Gordon's got a weird monotone, though, going on. Like, he says his tone was wrong. His tone's the way it always was. He just drones on in this weird, like, fucking baritone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, I apologize to you, Dan and Michelle Wilkins. I apologize to you, the viewers. I apologize to the voters and constituents of Colorado Springs. And anybody out there who actually did hear my accurate reporting and was offended by my insensitive words, I apologize to you.
What the fuck kind of apology is that?
Well, and the accurate reporting...
That's not an apology.
What was there... A woman was attacked and had her baby cut out.
Yes.
That's what you reported.
And then you tied that act to something in your Sky God bullshit book that's been translated by monks and fucking it's horseshit. And you made it the victim's fault. It's our fault. It's not the murderer's fault.
Right. Society's fault. That's the end of that one.
God,
so then
he is such a dick.
So now, yesterday, or 2 days ago now, the Republican leader in the Colorado House of Representatives stripped Klingenschmitt of one of his two committee assignments.
Oh, shit!
In response, as a punishment for his bullshittery. In the Denver Post, the leader of the House Republicans on Monday stripped Representative Gordon Klingenschmitt from one of his two committee posts, saying the lawmaker's curse of God comments about a woman whose fetus was ripped from her womb were in poor taste and insensitive.
Yeah.
The minority leader there, thankfully... Apparently, they have a Democrat majority, apparently, in the House there. Minority Leader Brian Del Grosso removed Klingenschmitt from the Health, Insurance, and Environment Committee.
What? Why was he there in the fucking first place?
Why do you let people like that near the environment and health? Near science? What are you thinking?
This guy is referencing... you have to say that little verse from the Bible is just fucked up. That is fucked up.
Klingenschmitt from Colorado Springs, a Republican.
Yay.
Shocker.
Oh, yeah.
believes taking him off the committee was unfair, but on Monday he announced also, and this is what just punches me in the gut.
Oh, shit.
He is suspending his television preaching ministry.
No! God damn it!
He says for 6 weeks, saying it has overshadowed his job as a state lawmaker.
You know...
I will not quit either job, but for now I am 100% devoted to representing the voters of House District 15. By the way,
yes,
to every House District voter... In 15.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Fuck you, you assholes.
Honestly.
For inflicting Gordon Klingenschmitt upon not only the state of Colorado, but the rest of us.
Do they hate America?
Yes.
Huh. Well, then it makes sense that you'd elect this asshole. You'd have to hate America to vote for Gordon.
How dare you?
This guy's fucked
up. Not white Jesus loving America like it was meant to be.
You think Gordon thinks Jesus is black, you know, because he lived in Africa just like everyone else? Or was Jesus, quote unquote, white as fuck?
Blonde hair, blue eyes, Jesus. Great abs.
Oh, yes.
The
worked out a lot.
They're crediting here in the Denver Post, Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
Which regularly posts Klinging Schmidt's comments from his daily video program, Pray in Jesus' Name.
That's your leader, Colorado. Have fun with that asshole.
Even some of the other GOP knuckle-draggers of Colorado distanced themselves from him. The Democrats leapt upon his words with glee.
Oh, yes. They're like, oh, look, tee it up for us, Gordon. You fucking idiot.
In an email, he protested being bounced from his committee. I am literally being punished for quoting unpopular Bible verses in my Sunday church.
Replace unpopular with really fucking weird.
Or interpreting the Old Testament differently than leader Del Grosso interprets it. God. During my private ministry outside the Capitol. Is that suddenly a crime? Here it is again. First Amendment. I can say, why can't I say whatever I want?
Yeah, that's a good read for him, too. That sounds like Gordon.
And he did say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
You can't without consequences, you twat, you snatch. Nobody's telling you you can't. You could go back on YouTube tomorrow and spew forth another cum fest of Satan that whatever the hell that you comes from your mouth.
I'm going to stop going to Coachella. I'm going to buy tickets to the cum fest of Satan every year. It's so much better. The music's better. It's cheaper.
So... nobody's stopping you from putting forth your bullshit, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, they have no clue that that there might be consequences for the bullshit that they say.
It might be a good idea if you're a right-wing nut job politician, if you want to stay in office and stay on your little stupid fucking committees, suspend any internet broadcasting activity immediately.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just don't, because. This is not going to be the last time Klinging Schmidt is going to have something he said go viral.
Unlikely.
Right. It's not. And what he said was fucking heinous.
Horrible.
Imagine if you're the person. And he even mentioned the person. He mentioned that woman in his apology. So now that horrible thing that fucking happened to her, Gordon made it a little bit about Gordon.
A little bit.
I mean... Now, not only does she have to deal with that shit, she has to deal with what some fucking asshole said about her in reference to some fucked up verse about the Bible.
Right.
It's unreal.
Assholery.
Can you imagine what the woman went through? She had her fucking...
right.
I cannot think of anything worse.
And then a state legislator goes on the internet telly and blames
abortion, right?
Because because we're destroying all those babies.
And now what? Somebody's going to read about this horrible thing that happened to this woman, and then Klinging Schmidt is always going to be associated with it, with the word abortion. And like, so, what is her? Is her the horrible thing that happened to her is going to be like in the abortion discussion or whatever? It's fucked up what he did, what he said. Very strange.
They're heinous creatures. I forgot to be compassionate. No, you didn't.
No.
You're being an American Christian right now. Being exactly an American Christian.
He remembered to be not passionate. Unpassionate. Right. Impassionate.
And had he not
Fuck.
Been sitting in the legislature and having possible consequences for his bullshittery, that apology tape would not be in existence.
Oh, fuck no. Because when he initially said it, I mean, he fucking meant it. Not only did he didn't say it flippantly. He did research. And right. Then he presented his point on his fucking joke of an internet radio show.
Well, not to be out Christian bullshitted. Someone who is really not pleased with the way things are going with Indiana is none other than the American Family Association's
God.
Brian Fisher.
Oh, fuck. Are you going to play a Brian Fisher clip?
Fuck yes.
Oh, my God. We just did clinging shit, dude.
Brian Fisher is going to... Can you not handle
clinging shit? Go ahead!
The follow-up?
No, Brian
Fisher?
Bring it on. This guy's just a fucking asshole.
Here's what Brian Fisher on his focal point...
Ugh, gross.
It had to say about the fact that they may clarify the religious freedom law.
Fuck you, dick.
And listen to what's going to happen if they do.
Fuck this guy.
He said in this statement that no one in Indiana should have the right to deny services to anyone in this state. But this is exactly what happens when a Christian baker says to a homosexual couple, I'm not going to be able to bake that cake for you. That is a service that I am compelled by my conscience and by my deeply held religious convictions. That is a service that I am not going to be able to offer.
What commandment says thou shalt not cook a 7-layer white cake for a couple of lesbians?
You know what? And if you're a baker, you can take your deeply held religious convictions and shove them deeply inside your asshole and go fuck yourself. I care not! Make a cake for the gay people, okay?
Be able to offer to you. I'm afraid I'm going to have to deny you that service. So when Governor Pence says we are not going to allow anybody to deny anybody services in the state of Indiana, he just said the signal that he sent is we are going to force that baker to bake that cake. I'm afraid Governor Pence is dangerously close to allowing the homosexual lobby to get the state of Indiana to compel people, even...
Do you hear that music, by the way?
Yeah,
firing up.
But to me, it's so funny what he's pissed off about. I mean, what are you saying at the end? Those statements. Yes, that is the point. We are going to make a baker. We're going to make them provide services for the homosexual.
So he's saying then that if a black couple walks in, you should be able to say, "Get out of here. I'm not going to cook for you because my religion says I shouldn't cook for Negroes."
Right.
But that's not discrimination.
Yeah. But what about the shop that this baker occupies? What about the sidewalk that he has to step onto?
You don't have the right to discriminate, you assholes.
What about the police force?
Don't.
To allowing the homosexual lobby to get the state of Indiana to compel people, even though this is not what Governor Pence wants to do, I'm afraid the language is going to lead to this, to compel people to provide labor against their will. What do we call it when people are compelled to provide labor against their will? Involuntary labor. What do we call that, ladies and gentlemen? That is involuntary servitude. That is slavery. That is something that is forbidden by the 13th Amendment.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Playing it out. Brian Fisher. The top 10 hate.
God, are you looking forward to your fabulous slave master?
What is that when you're indentured servitude?
This guy's stupid as fuck, man. He's just... And that music... Is that...
That's them. They were playing him out. He was going to commercial, I guess.
Is that a riff from, like, a song? Did he steal that?
I don't know. Was it Striper?
Somebody look into that. Find out if he has the rights for that fucking music. He has. He must, right? Or else he wouldn't play it.
Oh, God, you're probably some Christian ninny lining up. Oh, I'd love to do your drops.
Have you ever heard
I hate homosexuals. I'll do your drops, Reverend Fisher.
No problem. God. What a dick, man.
Now, also... As a follow-up.
Servitude to your homosexual masters.
Even though they are tap dancing away in Indiana, now they're saying, we're going to fix it, we're going to fix it, we're going to fix it. Please don't leave, businesses.
Yes.
And In Arkansas,
fuck
Satan
you.
Has also bent over the Christians there.
It, welcome to the Satanic Come Fest 2015.
And somehow Satan has possessed Asa Hutchinson there and said that made him change that law there.
I'm working his mouth like a puppet.
Well, on the, there was a news report.
Yes.
A local news report.
Yeah.
In Indiana. If you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
You'll be able to see a photograph of the lovely woman who was interviewed, who owns and runs, along with her family, what's called Memories Pizza.
Okay. Memories
Crystal
Pizza.
And Kevin O'Connor.
Now, officially, that is the worst name for a pizzeria. Is it Memories or Mammaries?
Memories.
Memories?
A small Indiana pizza and ice cream parlor.
Oh, I love it. Delicious.
They went on the news and... God, I wish I had the audio of this, but I don't think I do. Actually, let me see if I can find it on the YouTube while I talk.
By the way, big ups to Bud and Breakfast following us. You know what Bud and Breakfast is?
Bud and Breakfast?
Yeah.
Is it marijuana related?
Yeah, it's like Airbnb, but for pot smokers. I just saw this. We're like Airbnb for marijuana enthusiasts. Sign up today as either a provider or a guest, because traveling without weed can be, because traveling with weed can be a drag. Isn't that interesting?
Here is this. I don't know what, if this is a clip or if this is the story.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say we wanted, they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no.
Crystal O'Connor and her family are standing firm in their beliefs tonight. They've owned Memories Pizza and Ice Cream in Walkerton for almost 10 years. A small town business.
It's a cute little town, Walker, Kentucky.
With the small town ideals.
We're a Christian establishment.
Meanwhile, they're showing the interior of this place, and there's crosses everywhere. There's a big cross. Glorify the Lord, it says, with butterflies on it and shit.
It's like Pizza Hut, but with medieval torture devices
right.
everywhere. It's nice.
You go pick up some pepper flakes next to the sacristy.
...selves in owning a business that reflects their religious beliefs.
There's plaques.
Honestly.
One says Matthew something. It's Jesus everywhere.
Yeah.
We're not discriminating against anyone.
We're not discriminating against anyone, but we're not going to serve homosexuals.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, pizzeria, fuck your sky god, honestly.
Because when Christians do it, it's not discrimination.
It's stupid.
This beliefs.
We're not discriminating against anyone. It's just that's our belief. And everybody has the right to believe anything.
So when Governor Pence signed the Religious Freedom Rest...
There's a sign they're showing on the door. It says, every day before we open the store, we gather and pray together.
Who cares?
If there is something you would like us to pray for, just write it down, drop it in the box, and we'll pray for you.
I pray that you shut the fuck up.
Restoration Act into law, the family was not disappointed.
We definitely agree with the bill.
I asked her about the negative backlash it's been getting for being a discriminatory legislation. Her response...
I do not think it is targeting gays. Yeah. Person, I don't think it's a discrimination.
Wrong.
Well, listen, we're not. I don't know what reading comprehension level we're dealing with. So she very well could have read it, and honestly, she could believe that it's not discriminatory. She's what is it? Stupid.
Well, she's got a JD from Harvard.
No, really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a discrimination.
She believes it's a way to protect businesses like hers.
Oh, it's supposed to help people that have a religious belief.
She says because she is a Christian, she and her family don't support gay marriage, and that is their right.
I agree with the bill.
Kevin O'Connor is Crystal's father, and you could say he's set in his ways. He believes the negative backlash the bill and its supporters are getting isn't fair.
That's a lifestyle that you choose. You know, I choose to be heterosexual.
Yeah. Do you
when
really?
Did you do that?
Well, take an afternoon off, Kevin.
Did you taste a little penis before you made that decision, or did you? When did you make that decision to be straight, you old white bigoted Christo fuckwad asshole?
I had a spoonful of cock. Not for me, thank you.
It's a choice,
right? What an idiot! Is he a scientist, by the way?
Oh well, of course he owns
fucking.
How dare you? He owns Memories Pizza in Walker Fuck, Indiana.
You know what it is, man? These bigoted people, and I think part of the problem is they're stupid. You can say whatever you want about them; they're just fucking dumb.
Well, and see, well, right, and in fact,
they're dumb.
When I put it up on Facebook, I said, this is further proof that religious extremism and stupidity go hand in hand.
Yes.
Because having witnessed, they're talking about the shitstorm that their state is suffering.
Right.
Did they think they were going to go on television and say, no homos allowed at Memories? Well, actually, they say they can come in, but they're not going to do a gay wedding. How many gay weddings are going to go to Walker Fuck, Indiana, and ask them to cater with their pizza and ice cream joint?
Don't go there. Don't give these fuckers one fucking dime. Okay, no gay weddings at Memories. Fuck off. Hey, once you go open, if you feel this way, that's fine. You take your business, you get it out of my fucking country, and take it to Afghanistan.
Isn't fair.
That's a lifestyle that you choose.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I choose to be heterosexual. They choose to be homosexual. Why should I be beat over the head because they choose that lifestyle?
Beat over the head.
Right.
Look, what he's saying is that
can you make me 9 sausage pizzas and 4 specials?
I'm forced. Yeah, I'm forced to take gay people's money. That's why these people are dumb. They're refusing dollars, business, because of some fucked up.
How dare you exist is what they're saying.
Yeah.
We're being beaten over the head with homosexuality because it, like, exists and shit, and they want to be treated fair.
Well, listen, shitheads, there's no place in this country for that kind of bullshit. Honestly, if you want to have those beliefs, that's fine. Go renounce your American citizenship, move to Afghanistan, open up a pizza place in, I don't know, some village, and I'm sure you won't be forced to serve gay people.
Right.
And by the way, have fun with the warlords.
Right. Well, they are not going unscathed.
Good.
On Yelp, Memories Pizza in Walkerton has
hammered.
Let's see. Most recent sort by date.
Okay.
The most recent one. You think a gay wedding would serve pizza? LOL. 1 star. Next one. I ate there in 325. It was the only pizza in town. Really not very good. The decor was hideous, and there was someone at the piano playing church hymns. Gave me indigestion, as I am Jewish.
Who the?
1 star.
Fuck would he?
Bad. 1 star.
Bad.
Adam from Tucson says, Jesus died for our pizza. The Father Most Holy took his bread crust from the oven, blessed it and sliced it, gave it up to his disciples saying, take this all of you and eat it, for this is my pizza, which will be given up to you.
Right.
Seriously, this happened when I was ordering my salad. 1 star. You are not Christians. You are bigots and prejudice, plain and simple. Remember, what would Jesus do? 1 star. Hashtag boycott Memories Pizza.
Jesus would walk into that place or float in, whatever, however he moves around, and be like, geez, no offense, but kind of the worst day of my life is when I was crucified. Do you think I could sit in a room without a shit ton of crosses staring at me? It's kind of weird.
Right, creepy. I went in to get pizza here, and to my dismay, there was a giant turd right up near the counter. No, wait, that was just the owner, or his daughter, not sure which. Inbreeding, it's what's for dinner.
Well...
These are the reviews,
right? And you can't blame people for being assholes about this because they're being discriminatory. It's fucking hateful. That's all. What that guy said was fucked up. Horrible.
So now I think, according to TMZ, hot off the presses here, not even an hour ago.
Yes.
Memories Pizza, the first Indiana business to declare it would refuse LGBT business, got blasted so hard on the internet and by phone. By the way, friend of the show, Brooke Reed.
Yes.
Posted their phone number.
Oh, really?
On Facebook.
So you're supposed to call them?
Said, call them and say hello.
Hello.
Kevin O'Connor is telling TMZ that he has had to temporarily close his business after he told a reporter he would refuse to cater gay wedding. He said that they were immediately flooded by threatening phone calls and social media postings.
Wait, a bunch of homophobes are getting bullied.
He does want to clear up one thing, though.
Oh, fuck off.
He would never deny service to gay people in his restaurant.
Yes.
But due to his religious beliefs, he doesn't believe in gay marriage and would not cater one then.
Okay.
But
fuck you anyway.
Couple of lesbos, couple of sword fighters.
Yes. Lightsaber.
Go in, have an... how welcome are you going to feel at Memories with these pictures of Jesus all over the wall?
Do you think maybe they're grandstanding a little? Do you think they thought, being vocal about this would get them good publicity?
This is interesting. Some of the questions out there were, did they think they were going to get Chick-fil-A'd? In other words, when Chick-fil-A came out with their heinousness,
yeah,
Sarah Palin went and waited in line and couldn't wait to go buy chicken. You know what I mean? Like, they had record sales, but it's a different deal. And it's also 6 years later now. It's a different world now.
Yeah, totally. I still don't think it would matter. For my part of the country, again, I told you, in Gulf Breeze, Florida, that Chick-fil-A, there is never...
It's like a religion.
Not a line at the fucking drive-thru. And I don't know what Memories Pizza is like. I have a feeling in the middle of Indiana somewhere. No offense, guys. I mean, you're horribly bigoted, and I'm sure your pizza tastes like fucking shit.
But is it...
Chick-fil-A... And I hate saying this, and I
said it's good.
It's delicious. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's delicious, but it's horrible for you. It'll kill you. But it's fucking good.
You
can
have it once in a while, but...
No, don't. But, you know...
They're heinous.
Horrible people.
So, again, it gives me just a tiny bit of hope with this country that these people are being shouted down. I mean, it's terrifying that... us lazy fucking liberals have let it get this far. Get out and fucking vote.
Oh, absolutely.
You progressive
man.
Cunts. Go out, get off, put down the bong, give a shit, because if you don't go out and vote, this is what we end up with. You end up with Mike Pence. You end up with those GOP Christo fascists running your state and passing laws that then make you a national and international fucking laughing stock.
Well, maybe that's what gay marriage does. Maybe it gets all the libs off the fucking couch, away from Netflix and Game of Thrones or whatever.
But maybe, we're gonna win. Maybe it's going to win.
What is?
In June, it's highly unlikely that the Supreme Court is going to, I think. I mean, they still could. Wouldn't that be the news? All the liberals are thinking, yeah, in June, that's going to be it. They're going to legalize gay marriage. What if Kennedy changed his mind?
No fucking way.
And it goes 5-4 the other direction, and they decide, yeah, you can make gay marriage illegal.
Do you think Kennedy wants to go down in history as that guy?
I don't think so. He's been pretty friendly to that issue for...
Yeah.
He's been the kind of swing vote for that one. You know where Scalia will stand, that fucking walrus of hate.
I mean, could you... I just can't stop thinking about Memories. I mean... Can you imagine going to a pizza place where someone's on an upright organ, just like, it probably sounds like she's playing with big fat sausage fingers in oven mitts.
I think they might have been kidding. Maybe
oh, really?
Not, though.
I don't know. Do you want to go to a pizzeria? Probably a drop ceiling, horrible fluorescent lighting, and Krauses everywhere.
Now, there was somebody that called into some radio station that said that they already have... that they turn away gay people, but they tell them, like, oh, you know, something in the kitchen isn't working, or
who the fuck are these people that don't want dollars that are turning away this business. Stupid.
It's inexplicable.
Well, no, it's not. They're dumb. Some people are dumb as fucking dirt.
Right.
And those are these people. Idiots.
People are self-destructive.
Right.
I mean, they vote against these Republicans. Look at any Republican in Appalachia. That's poor as fuck.
Yeah.
Living off of welfare, living off of food stamps. Yet, they can't wait to flip that button for Mitch McConnell.
Right. I mean, unless they have a felony conviction for illegally owning poisonous snakes because they're lunatic Pentecostals, right. And they're not allowed to vote.
So poor memories.
Yeah.
Is now temporarily closed for the backlash.
I mean, how long can this shithole afford to, have the doors closed and not make any money?
Small town. I mean, are they the only pizza place? I don't know a lot about this booming metropolis of whatever the fuck town this is.
You know what my prediction is? They're going to close down and reopen as a Zumba studio.
I think it's near. I think it's near Kentucky.
You're going to turn it into a Curves.
Because didn't she say it was like Walker Tucky is what they call the town or something like that?
I live on the state line of Indiana and Kentucky.
Oof.
Holy shit.
Yeah, think about that for 5 seconds.
My local pizza parlor has 18 crosses hanging in the dining room.
We played a clip last week. Go to crabdiving.com. Of a C-SPAN caller.
Yes.
That called up and was... what was he doing? He was reciting the...
Oh, my God.
The opening from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as a question.
Oh, so funny.
And they finally caught on to him and hung the fuck up on him. But this is a call. They don't have screeners.
Right. Maybe C-SPAN shouldn't take calls.
And this is allegedly a caller from Georgia.
No.
Who, the headline here I'm reading from rawstory.com.
If eat.
It says, the best C-SPAN clip you'll see all year.
Oh, my God.
You just got to hear. Again, if this is a real person.
Right.
And not parody. we need to just cordon off parts of the country.
Perfect.
I think. Set up those FEMA camps.
Ding, 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 ding.
Here we go.
Hello, how you doing? Of course, at the summit in Rio, they had a meeting on sustainable population at the Sierra Club. Sylvia Earle said in order to reduce the population, we need to do these things, fix as many abortions as possible, promote homosexuality, and attack Christians that stand in the way of doing this.
If you missed the first part, he says, last summer in Rio, the Sierra Club. The Sierra Club, meanwhile, isn't it an environmental group?
It's a drink. Not Sierra Mist. Sierra Club is an environmental group.
He said they had a summit on sustainable population.
That sounds like fun, though, in Rio.
In order to reduce the population, we need to do these things. As many abortions as possible, promote homosexuality, and attack Christians that stand in the way of doing this.
As many abortions as possible, too.
Now, this guy... This host is just sitting there like, okay.
Yes.
Christians that stand in the way of doing this. They want to reduce the population, and they plan to do this, EPA and Sierra Club. They plan to make as many homosexuals as possible to reduce the population.
The EPA and the Sierra Club are planning to make as many homosexuals as possible. How does one do that? How does the EPA and the Sierra Club, what are they putting in the water?
Did you miss that part of Lord of
the Rings? To make you decide to be gay all of a sudden.
You didn't see that part of Lord of the Rings?
I missed it.
When they were forging the orcs? That's the same way they make the gays.
And you can hear, this is the video of this is someone aiming their camera at their television. Yeah. So you can hear them laughing. That's who's laughing in the background. Are the people filming this? They must have T-voted or some shit.
Was it possible to reduce the population? And this is like, I mean, they do, are talking about bad things with these homosexuals, but yet when they talk to them, they act like they're all behind them and they're wonderful, but they got an agenda. I guess.
They got an agenda.
They think they're all behind them. And,
oh, and here we go.
And they think that white people and black people buy a fortune and turn into homosexuals will clear the way for them to have these Latinos come in and be the main population.
So the white people and the black people, they're planning on aborting them all and turning them into homosexuals, the ones that inexplicably escape the coat hanger,
right,
they're going to turn them gay, and that's going to clear the way for them to have these Latinos come in and be the main population.
It's amazing.
This has to be amazing. An actor, right? I mean, is this a real person?
Who do you think it is? If it's an actor, is it Larry the Cable Guy?
White people and black people buy a fortune and turn into homosexuals will clear the way for them to have these Latinos come in and be the main population. Did you say anything about this?
Oh my God.
the host looks off camera and they hang up on the guy and change the subject.
Yeah, he's like, can someone hang up on this fucking asshole?
The host is like, can you say anything on the subject of how the Sierra Club and the EPA right. are getting together to abort everybody, and the ones that survive are going to be gay?
Who's this, Charlie Rose?
There are people that believe this.
Yeah.
This guy is on Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to the story of how
they're creating him
fucking Sierra Club and the EPA.
Do you hear what he said? A sustainable society. Is that like a buzzword of the right? Like,
they probably had about sustainable food or, you know, the Sierra, there's probably some basis in this lunacy that he's coming up with.
So he thinks the only way for us to survive as a society is just to exclusively have gay sex. And if anybody happens to get pregnant, push them down the stairs as fast as you can.
I guess. I don't know.
It's a sustainable society. Oh, and recycle, please.
I don't know how one actually turns the surviving unaborted babies gay then.
Right.
I don't know how that works. And opening the door for the Latinos.
The Latinos.
Into the country.
At some in Rio, they had a meeting on a sustainable population at the Sierra Club. Sylvia Earle said in order...
That's it. They had a meeting at the Sierra Club.
Sylvia Earle.
Of sustainable. So...
It sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. Hey, listen to the way he talks.
Allegedly from Georgia.
Oh, God. Damn it! Of course!
And if you Google Sierra Club and abortions...
Right.
There's a bunch of pro-life sites that are life sites nudes. Sierra Club spends millions on pro-abortion propaganda.
Right.
The Sierra Club versus the Vatican. Sierra Club has abortion agenda. Pro-life group lists companies backing Planned Parenthood. You got to watch out for those companies.
There's no talking to these anti-choice fuckers.
Correct.
It is just not. Number one, they're dumb. And number two, you can't change an ignorant person's opinion, right? You just can't because they're fucking stupid.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, we're going to end this show today here on Crab Diving Hump Day Live. We'll be back, I think, I and Brent Paris.
Happy birthday, Brent.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Tide Coast, as Ryan is winging it towards Alaska, and he will rejoin us on Friday. Have a great trip.
Not winging it. I'm flying there, very civilized, still winging it.
Don't forget, listen to the rest of the great content here, 24/7, crabdiving.com/live. tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. Pacific for you guys. Sportstastic.
Fuck yeah!
Bet, learn how to bet on baseball, motherfucker.
Fantasy baseball preview.
And don't forget, everything and everything here on the network can be downloaded as a podcast, crabdiving.com, Stitcher, or iTunes. Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter machine, at Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so fucking vile.
And all your crabby needs, mofos, our social media and everything, go to crabdiving.com. Bye-bye.
You're fucking vile. I'm so sorry.
Thank you need to crab diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.